A memo signed by the DOD Chief Information Officer in late July designates DISA as the one and only provider of what are being called Core Data Centers, or CDCs. There are, for now, 8 such centers. All of them are DISA-operated Defense Enterprise Computing Centers, or DECs. Dave Bennett, who wears 2 hats as DISA's Chief Information Officer and as its Director of Enterprise Services, says the intent is to move as much of DOD's computing capability into those CDCs as possible.
So there is a big effort underway right now to look at all the computing that is out there in the services, and if it is a local computing requirement, a local application that is used basically on the installation and not used externally, it would go into what's called a installation processing node, small capability with certain limitations. Other than that, the applications that are used broadly or outside the installation, they're moving to a core data center, and that is to be done by FY18.
The CDC plan will serve as DOD's overall response to the Office of Management and Budget's Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative, and Bennett says they'll form the backbone of DOD's future joint information environment. But to bring so much disparate IT under one virtual roof will require DISA to cross some high hurdles. The centers will need to be highly secure, have virtually no downtime, have massive amounts of bandwidth available, and enforce technology standards. But standards, Bennett says, are a good thing.
What that gets you is the ability to manage and drive standardization within the department in those data centers. You can drive what the virtual operating environments are going to look like. You can drive what the security architecture is going to look like. You can drive what the communications infrastructure is going to look like. You can drive all of these aspects in a standard way, so as an application developer, you don't have to guess what the world's going to look like. You get it hosted in a CDC, you're going to know what your bandwidth is going to look like. You're going to know what security architecture is going to look like. You're going to understand these things, and as we drive more and more to virtualized environments, which is the goal, is to maximize VOEs, your rates will go down.
The Defense Department believes the core data center structure will let it minimize the amount of wasted and underutilized IT infrastructure in the military services and agencies. In part, Bennett says that's because DISA will run everything from storage to computing capacity to bandwidth on a model that uses capacity services contracts with industry.
We have the ability to scale up or scale down as the requirement drives us. So if you have a capability in the environment today that is supporting, let's just say, 10,000 users, and tomorrow it needs to support 50,000 users, we can very quickly turn up additional VOEs, additional storage in the SANs, communications, etc., to scale as you need it. And as the demand goes away, potentially if it does, we can scale that back down so that I don't have to invest in buying boxes to sit on a floor. The contract provides it. I just tell the provider, fire up some more boxes or scale it down. And then I don't have to worry about how do I sustain that capability long term.
But with so many of the military's IT eggs in one basket, Bennett says the centers will need to have gold standard cybersecurity measures in place. But they also won't be able to afford service outages.
We're investing huge amounts of money in these data centers to ensure we have full redundancy throughout those data centers, whether we're talking power, HVAC, floor space, racks, overhead trays, dual power paths, redundant communications off of different nodes on the installation, separate power feeds. I mean, it is a highly fault-tolerant environment. And we're doing that as we go forward, and that's been a massive undertaking, and it is still going on.
As of today, Bennett acknowledges DISA has some work to do when it comes to being able to respond to requests for service from the military services in a rapid fashion. But going forward, he says delivering capability quickly will depend a lot on defense components' willingness to adhere to the standardized technology the core data centers will run on.
There is no magic pill that gets you there. Everybody's coming to the game with a different level of maturity in their capability. If you start from scratch and you're developing a new capability, we could put you into a virtualized environment almost overnight. If you're coming to us with the capability that's been out there, an old COBOL program that hadn't really changed since 1903, The reality is we're going to have to look at that and figure out how it's designed, what's that infrastructure got to look like to support it, what are all those variables. And it's those things that really drive the time frame required to provide an LE to the customer. It is those unique aspects of a capability.
In line with OMB's mandates, the military services are all already in various stages of their own data center consolidation efforts, and they're already required to get prior approval from the DoD CIO before building or expanding data centers. But going forward, Bennett says the services won't have much of an argument to keep running enterprise-level data centers on their own. If a computing capability is needed in more than one physical location, he says it will need to move to a CDC.
There will be an annual review of computing requirements that says if the demand for core capability expands beyond this initial set of sites, then there will be sort of a runoff that says where do we want to add an additional core data center. The memo says if a site is chosen, that core data center becomes a disasset. The point being is DISA, for the memo, is the only provider of core data centers. Now, the question is going to be, as we go forward, what's the service component plans to migrate their data either into installation processing nodes, which is supposed to be constrained to local installation use, and if it doesn't meet that criteria, there should be a plan for moving that capability into a core data center. There's not a lot of wiggle room as to what that game plan is. It is really driving the services to create a strategy for how they intend to comply with the direction.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.